Fearless Radio. No FCC, no apologies.
Welcome back to Haunts and Flaunts. And in the studio with us right now is author John Everson, the author of the award-winning occult horror novel Covenant. Welcome.
Hello.
Good to have you
here.
Glad
to be here.
How you doing?
There's a rumor going on right now that you're a new father.
There is a rumor that is correct, yes.
Congratulations.
Jim says congratulations. Congratulations.
Thanks, Jim.
And CJ says hello.
Yes, everyone was saying I was running out on my newborn baby to go play on the radio, and I said, yes, I am. He was crying.
Boy or girl?
Boy.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Congratulations. That's so wonderful. It's baby season. Just makes me all happy inside.
Kind of makes me scared inside.
Let's not talk about babies.
You're afraid of ghosts. I'm afraid
of Okay, then. John, tell us about Covenant.
Covenant is a novel that I've worked on, did work on. It's out now, obviously, for about 10 years. It started out, a friend of mine gave me a newspaper clipping about a cliff in England where people constantly went to commit suicide. There was this bar. It was like the bar on the edge of the world, and people would go up, have a drink, and jump off. And it struck me as just a really, really good premise. The book ended up being nothing about that, really. The book ended up being about a cliff that was inhabited by a spirit which had a covenant with the town to protect it. But in exchange for that protection, it took one life per year. And so it goes through a reporter who's an out-of-towner who comes to town and is sort of wondering why all of these people keep periodically jumping. And, you know, he starts delving into the story, and nobody wants to talk about it, of course, but he's a reporter, and we unravel the story.
Interesting. Well, I know it won the Bram Stoker Award. That is the premier award in the horror genre.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah.
It was great. I was out in Los Angeles just last month for that. Clive Barker was at the ceremony, Chuck Palahniuk. It was.
He did Fight Club, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was a really good time, and I did not expect to win. I actually went out there, you know, hoping to just meet some people, and my Delirium Books, the group that put out my book, was receiving a specialty press award for all that they've done for the horror genre over the last few years, because they've published dozens of books at this point. So I accepted his award on his behalf and figured that was it. I was done. I went and sat
you
down.
You had your 15 minutes.
Yeah, and I that was easy. I could read somebody else's speech. I didn't have to do anything. And then they called my name.
Like, what? Oh, geez. Now, that was for the award for the best new novel of the year?
Best first novel.
Best first novel. Best first novel, pardon. Yeah.
Is this the first thing you've written? Or
no, actually, Delirium Books put out my first short story collection 5 years ago. It was called Cage of Bones and Other Deadly Obsessions. That was a collection of all of the short stories that I'd written throughout the 90s. I've been publishing short stories in magazines for 12 years now. And after that came out, I finished up Covenant, and Delirium said that they would put it out. And so, actually, there's a short story collection in between, Vigilantes of Love, that group here in Chicago, Twilight Tales, published 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They do live readings every Monday night at the Red Lion Pub.
Which
is also haunted. I was just going to say that ties in perfectly with
that
Dale.
Too.
Dale, I've been going up the steps of the Red Lion Pub now for 5 years. I have yet to feel the cold spot on the fourth stair or whatever it is, but they say it's haunted.
So you also wrote another book, you said, of erotic horror stories?
That was Cage of Bones and Other Deadly
Obsessions. Right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That is a book. It's mainly erotic horror. The publisher really wanted to do something extreme and out there. It was the, I think, fifth book that Delirium put out. So he was looking for really edgy stuff. And so this book is basically all my edgy stuff. However, you won't find this book anywhere. Because it's been out of print for a couple of years, and somebody told me recently that they knew somebody who had spent $200 to get this book on the collector's market, which I thought was phenomenal because, you know, I didn't make that kind of money on this book.
So what is it about the horror genre that fascinates you?
I just love things that are kind of dark and twisted and macabre. you know, that's what turns me on. I grew up watching, you know, the Night Galleries and Twilight Zones, yes, and everything that was sort of twisted and dark. And, you know, when I've been a music critic for years and years, and my favorite clubs to go in are the goth clubs and the dark, foggy, gloomy clubs that, you know, that's mood and atmosphere. That's what really does it for me.
Yeah, there's just something about the whole genre that's just the darkness that just calls inside and appeals. So I can relate. What were you saying around time? Sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to ask about your anthology of short stories called Spooks.
Spooks. Oh, yes. Yeah, Spooks also ties Spooks into the ghost
More
thing.
More ghosts.
That is an anthology that I co-edited with Tina Jens of Twilight Tales last year. It came out for Halloween last year, basically. It's all mostly fictional ghost stories. There are a couple of real ghost stories in it. And it's just a fun book. There's not too much to really, really scare you. It's more the lighter side of ghost stories, but a couple of the real ones are pretty creepy. There's also a tour of the Lizzie Borden house that's documented in there as well.
Oh, yes.
That one unnerves me. Do you have a favorite ghost story? A favorite real ghost story?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay.
Did you ever have a ghostly experience yourself?
I haven't. I've tried.
Well, you see, that's the problem. You have to stop trying.
Stop,
you
know, trying.
I've gone to Bachelor's Grove Cemetery several times. I've taken pictures. But you know what? What I failed to do is go there after dark.
Yeah. You go. And you got to go alone.
Got to go. Well, I always
Ouija
went alone.
Board.
Yeah, I never did the Ouija board.
Yeah, that might help.
Even I wouldn't have the guts to do that. That would scare the bejeebers out of me. So, okay, tell me, getting back to Covenant. Now, explain to our listeners exactly what are the Bram Stoker Awards.
The Bram Stoker Award is given out by the Horror Writers Association, which is an international writers group, obviously, for horror writers. It was started by Dean Koontz and I believe Peter Straub. There's a bunch of the big names of horror who really started this group, I think, 20, 25 years ago. And anyone who's listening who knows the history can kill me, but if I get it wrong. It's been around a long time. You know, it started in the 80s under a different name, and it's been around a long time. It's had a long history. And the Stoker Awards are their annual recognition of the best, or at least notable in the horror field. They give out awards for best novel, best new novel, best anthology, best short story collection by an author, short fiction, long fiction. They're usually held in New York periodically. They bounce to the West Coast. Like this year, they were in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Well, you and I were talking earlier a little bit about the World Horror Society on their conferences, and I was saying that I had done a gig over there when they had come to Chicago. And you had mentioned that you had something to do with that. You were...
Right. I've been, since Cage of Bones came out in 2000, I've been attending the World Horror Conventions.
Conventions, sorry.
And those bounce around to major cities every single year, usually in the spring. And the second or third one that I was at was in Chicago. And since I'd been to a couple and I had a book out and it was in Chicago and I was connected with Twilight Tales by that point, Twilight Tales had a lot of people who were involved in that convention. They kind of sucked me in. So I did help out with that con and did their program book for them. It was really great fun. I had Neil Gaiman in my car driving him downtown to a book signing at one point. And
he's cute. He's a great writer, and God, he's cute.
I can't vouch for the cute part, but he's a brilliant writer.
Yeah. That was a fun horror conference.
It was.
I was amazed. The horror genre writers, they party like you wouldn't believe. It's incredible.
Well,
really
you've got to wash the ghosts away.
That's true.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Haunts and Flaunts on Fearless Radio. I've got Diane with me this evening because Sabrina is under the weather. And so, unfortunately, there will not be Sabrina's Cauldron tonight. But right now we're talking to John Everson. And just to get back to Covenant, it's a limited hardcover edition, so it's not found at Walden or Borders. How can we get a hold of it?
Sure. There are a few brick and mortar stores that carry it, but yeah, you're not going to find it in most stores. Covenant can be bought through the publisher's site, which is Delirium Books, deliriumbooks.com. It can be found on Amazon. There's shocklines.com is a great, if if you're looking for horror, you should go to shocklines.com because it's the best online bookstore for horror there is. And they have a special John Everson bookstore actually as part of Shocklines. So if you go to my website and you clicked bookstore or checkout or whatever it's called, you'll end up in the Shocklines bookstore that has all sorts of magazines and books and stuff that my stories are in.
Very nice. And you're going to be doing a book signing?
I am. I'll be
up soon, in Villa Park.
Excellent.
I will be at the Gothic Fest in September. I believe September 10th, doing a book signing.
And there's more information about that on your site?
There is.
What is that address?
I have no idea. It's at the Odeum.
No,
not
your
that.
Website.
Oh, my website address. Well, that one's easy. Can we edit that out? No. That one's easy. It's www.johneverson.com, and that's Everson.
Okay. It has been a pleasure having you in the studio
tonight.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, John. I'm definitely going to have to get out at least Cage of Bones, The Covenant, oh, and, of course, the Spooks novel, the book. That is outstanding. I'm psyched. Thank you, John.
Thanks again.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.